Next up, Haley Anderson, Courtney Clyde, and Serena Crow are here with their monthly feature, Book Talk, where they dish up the dirt on great reads and the titles you must avoid if you value your life or sanity. This month, they're talking about guilty pleasures.
So, Haley, what book is your guilty pleasure?
My guilty pleasure, I guess, would have to be A Dog's Life by Anne Martin.
What's this book all about?
It surrounds a dog's life as a stray without a home. In the beginning, the dog's mother dies, so he sets out on his own, going out to this parking lot, and these people see him, and they pick him up, and they're not exactly a nice family. They kind of abuse the dog, so later on he runs away, and he finds his way to this nice old lady who takes him in when he's an old dog and hurt, and he lives happily with her.
What makes this series or book a guilty pleasure?
Well, it's about a dog, but that's why it's guilty pleasure. But it's heartbreaking, that's why I like it a lot. Now it's your turn, Courtney. What is your guilty pleasure?
I like the book Survival by Nancy Warlin.
What's this book all about?
It's about a young boy and his sister's struggle to live with their abusive mother.
What makes this book a great read?
It's really good literature and a real page turner. What the story is about is bad because it's like a woman abusing her kids and like alcohol and all that. But the writer did such a good job writing it, so you can't put it down. So that's kind of what makes it a guilty pleasure. So now it's your turn, Zarina. Mm-hmm. What is one of your guilty pleasures?
It's the book In the Arms of Stone Angels by Jordan Dane.
Hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about this book?
The book is about a 16-year-old girl returning to her hometown 2 years after a murder was taken place upon one of her peers. Throughout this whole book, 16-year-old Brenna Nash is trying to prove she wasn't a part of the crime, which leads her towards opposite expectations and things she or I never saw coming.
So what makes it so fun to read?
It's very suspenseful, and there's somewhat realism in there, I guess, and takes reading to a whole new level for me.
This actually sounds like a really, really fun book. I'll have to read it sometime.
Yeah, it is.
Girls, thanks for these great tips about books you can curl up with on a winter evening. I'm looking forward to next month's topic.